Welcome to today's Exhale US podcast, and I want to welcome everyone. We're here speaking to one of the gold sponsors to our Exhale US National Conference for this year, and that company is DataTrax. We're very happy to have with us Gary Pernhagen. Gary is Vice President for Business Development at DataTrax, and we're just going to ask Gary a couple of questions concerning XBRL and how things are going these days. So, Gary, thanks again for joining us. Let me just jump into the first question. What do you see as the biggest challenge for filers now that the limited liability has been eliminated for most public companies, and it will be gone for all filers by year end?
Yes, thank you, Michelle. It's great to be speaking with you again, and DataTrax is proud to be once again a gold sponsor to your conference. So first, when we look at the issues around limited liability, I think it's important to understand the implications. The SEC, in my mind, has not really shed light on this, but what we do know is that the XBRL exhibits will have the same liability that the HTML formatted or printed versions have. The second challenge is how can you as a filer, as a registrant, be assured that the financial information contained in the XBRL exhibits are the same as what appears in essentially the version that was signed off on. At DataTrax, we work very closely with our clients to ensure the quality of the tagging, the validity of the financial information that are going into the XBRL exhibits, and providing tools and services so it's easier for our clients to be able to have that assurance.
You know, as you work with your clients, I think you mentioned before that you have over 800 clients, so you've got a lot of information at your hands. What kinds of trends are you seeing? Are your clients more interested in, you know, disclosure management systems now? Is that becoming a bigger focus for companies?
What we're seeing is at this point in time, you know, let's think about it. The mandate began in 2009, but across the spectrum, companies are reevaluating their entire XBRL process. They want services that do not force them to have to put pencils down days before the filing date. They want better value for their money. They want to be able to discuss their concerns around, is this tag appropriate? Should I have an extension with someone knowledgeable with both U.S. GAAP and XBRL? Certainly, over the last couple of years, disclosure management solutions have become very attractive because they bring real efficiency to a labor-intensive process of preparing and signing off on the periodic reports. And as a byproduct of closed platform systems, the creation of XBRL and HTML can be a lot faster than a bolt-on approach. And so we're starting to see the real benefits associated with integrating XBRL into a larger process. In fact, DataTrax has launched a disclosure management system, and we are now offering our clients essentially a full spectrum, whether they want to do it in-house or turn all of the work over to DataTrax. You're still seeing companies are very unique in their approaches. So as opposed to one size fits all, we're attempting to work with our clients to come up with a process that works for them.
Gary, the last question that I want to touch on is there's been a lot of talk about XBRL being used in other reporting areas that might affect public companies. Just want to get your thoughts on that and, you know, as to, you know, what might those areas be and when might that happen?
We firmly believe in the value that XBRL brings to every aspect of the business reporting lifecycle. Federal laws and other regulators calling for new XBRL initiatives are slowly making their way through Congress. Within the XBRL U.S. community, there are initiatives such as corporate action calling for XBRL tag data. We see the SEC eventually requiring XBRL for proxy statements and earning releases. I don't see that happening too soon, but it will come about. And I believe that within the next 20, 25 years, anytime there is electronic movement of business information, it will be tagged in XBRL.
Gary, thank you so much for your insights today, and thanks so much to DataTrax for sponsoring the XBRL US National Conference, which takes place in September in Las Vegas this year, and we hope to see everyone there.